Mere blocks from City Hall, immigration advocates rallied for what organizers billed as a National Day of Action. Nisha Agarwal, New York City's immigration commissioner, represented Mayor Bill de Blasio. He's made sweeping immigration reform a centerpiece of his policy agenda.
We're here to support and to also show that New York is leading the way in terms of creating a pro-immigrant, equality agenda that hopefully the nation can follow.
Carlos Menchaca, chairman of the City Council's Office of Immigrant Affairs, sponsored legislation to issue municipal ID cards to every New Yorker.
This legislation is designed to bring people out of the shadows and give them identification. This is for every New Yorker. It doesn't matter your status. If you reside here and you can prove your identity, we want to give you a card.
Advocates like Bakiri Chandia say this will help the city's African diaspora community.
Because if you are undocumented, a person with expired national IDs, you will not be able to access to certain, building. You will not be able to open a bank account. You will not be able to have a regular life as a normal New Yorker.
Proponents argue that IDs are key to economic empowerment in other ways. Without a valid ID, many new immigrants who drive taxis can't get their driver's licenses renewed. Without identity papers, parents cannot enter their children's schools for parent-teacher conferences. And advocates say that children not born in the U.S. have another disadvantage. Bronx community leader Abru Zakuboa took a group of high schoolers to an event where IDs were examined at the door.
Or the youth who are born here was able to enter, but those who just came without an ID, we left them outside because of the ID. So I was so sad about those two youth.
Not everyone at the rally was in favor of reform. Peter Catalinas of New Yorkers for Immigration Control and Enforcement has little sympathy for undocumented immigrants of any age.
We believe that anybody that comes to this country without permission shouldn't stay here, shouldn't be here. People, I wouldn't want somebody to come into my house and live there without permission. I'm sure most people don't.
Analysts agree that the ID law and other immigration reforms are likely to pass the New York City Council and be signed by Mayor de Blasio in the near future. But federal overhaul of immigration laws has been stalled for months in the U.S. Congress, and little action is expected from Washington prior to November's midterm elections. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.